defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios in the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. Happy New Year. How the heck are you today? I hope you had a great New Year's Eve last night. I hope it was safe. Hope you had a blast. And like me, I hope you're looking forward to 2020, because it's going to be a doozy. It really, truly is. Let me get an apology out of the way. I'm starting off the new year with a pretty good cold. No big deal. I picked it up. I know where I got it. I got it from my dad before he took off and left to go back down to Florida with my mother. But that's okay. Worst things could happen. Get this thing out of the way before I go to Las Vegas in about 3 weeks for the SHOT Show. Let everybody else come home with the SHOT Show crud, right? Here's what we're going to do today. I'm going to let you in on the research triage today. I have one story that I researched and I want to talk with you about. One. And it's going to blow your mind. But then for the remaining three segments, we're going to go through some headlines together. And we're going to look at them and go through the triage together on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense today so you can see how I do it. And, you know, we'll just decide to take on what we want to take on. I've got literally dozens of stories we could cover about the fight for the right to keep and bear arms. But let me start with this one today, because this one is very, very important. I found a playbook from the left, and I want you to listen to it. I'm going to read it to you. Then together we're going to figure out where it came from. You might have an idea. In 2019, the U.S. saw more mass killings, four or more people in one incident, than any year. A total of 41 incidents and 211 deaths were recorded this year. Excluding suicides, gun deaths reached 14,800. Whether defined as human rights issue or a public safety issue, mass shootings are shocking in a U.S. allegedly governed by law. The right to bear arms is enshrined by the U.S. Constitution. No official statistics are on record counting how many guns there are among the U.S. people. But the number is generally estimated to be hundreds of millions. Hundreds of millions. We already know what the number is, but I have to keep going. Who owns these guns? Are certain people prepared to use them as murder weapons? These issues have not been tracked or supervised effectively. Various criminal motives exist in American society today. From the perspective of gun murders, the U.S. is beset with crises. Private gun ownership is a tradition from the early days at the founding of the United States. In a modern society, the problems created by this tradition have already exceeded the benefits. Crime is one of the increasingly prominent modern diseases in several societies in the 21st century. And the spread of guns enables crime to unleash greater killing energy. American society has already seen serious problems caused by the private ownership of guns. But the massive number has contributed to an enormous inertia. Many interest groups have benefited from it, and some ordinary people have truly gained a sense of safety. To change this habit, which has lasted hundreds of years, tremendous political courage and a rearrangement of interests is required. Facts have proved that the United States system is unable to handle the intricacies of countless issues around guns, including politics, economics, law and order, and public psychology. The country can neither manage the safe storage and use of so many guns owned by ordinary people, nor can it establish a new national system that bans or strictly restricts guns. It cannot even form an overwhelming opinion regarding gun issues. Politically, the U.S. is, in fact, letting gun issues go unchecked. It is a matter of probability for the country whether anyone will use a gun to vent personal grievances and take revenge on society. For individuals, it is also a matter of luck whether he or she will encounter a shooting. U.S. gun policies are laissez-faire. Those who lost their loved ones or who are scared of shootings are helpless. They have no way to request the country solve this problem. Everyone must accept the risk that a shooting may occur at any time, anywhere. This is the U.S., the most powerful Western nation with unique global soft power and discourse power. The U.S. reinforces the impression that shootings, including the one in Las Vegas on October 1st, 2017, in which 59 people died, are the price a democratic country must pay and should not be viewed as a serious governance flaw. Massacres and shootings should be deemed a serious violation of human rights. In the world's most modern society, people's lives are threatened by unregulated guns. Isn't this the most severe human rights flaw? The U.S. acts as the world's guard, but turns a blind eye to its own human rights defects. People are forced to get used to a U.S. where both modern and barbarous elements entangle in a weird way. Who wrote that? Could have been anybody, right? Could have been Bloomberg. Wasn't well enough written to be from Bloomberg, though, I don't guess. Could have come from any candidate. Did it come from Swalwell? That was just dug up? No. Could it have come from the Kamala Harris campaign before she had to bail? Could have, but it didn't. It certainly could have, but it did not. Certainly her sentiments, clearly Swalwell's sentiments, but it didn't come from him. Clearly Bloomberg's sentiments. We know that. We've heard every one of them say this, but it didn't come from Bloomberg. Did it come from the Warren campaign? No, it could have. These are her sentiments. How about Biden? Biden's, you know, he's like a river, man. He just flows wherever he says whatever. He's like a John Kerry. But these are clearly his sentiments. Didn't come from him. Clearly, these are Booker's sentiments. Didn't come from him. Did it come from somebody like Bernie Sanders? No, it didn't. It could have. How about the Democrat Party in general? Did it come from somebody in the party? All of these things have come from the Democrat, the modern Democrat Socialist Party today, all of them. Everything that was said has been a complaint of the modern socialist for quite some time. When it comes to our firearms, of course, but it didn't come from them. Did it come from a rhino? No, it didn't. How about Northam? Blackface Northam, certainly his sentiments is what they say all the time. So this is what Mark Herring is using, this what we read in here, to justify the potential use of police power and governmental power to take away the rights of Virginia citizens, also U.S. citizens. But it didn't come from Mark Herring. Did it come from Shannon Watts? Did it come from anyone from Moms Demand Action? Of course, these sentiments come from them every single day. But neither of them wrote it. How about The Trace, Bloomberg's bought and paid for fake news outfit that focuses on all of these topics? Did it come from them? It did not. Well, it had to be an editorial from somebody, right? I mean, clearly it's from a gun prohibitionist. Clearly it's from a gun grabber. Clearly these are the steps that they want to. This is their sentiment across the board. Did it come from the LA Times? No. Did it come from the New York Times? No. The Washington Post? No, but it could have. We've covered how many opinion pieces from them? Was it just somebody writing a letter to the editor? No. It wasn't some leftist. It didn't come from some wacko paper like St. Pete Times or whatever it is now, the Tampa Times. Didn't come from them. And it didn't come from any of the gun grabbers that you would think it came from. So I'm pretty much covering everything that it didn't come from. Was it something some dopey liberal said on MSDNC on some talk show? Could have been, but it wasn't. How about The View? Did it come from Whoopi Goldberg? How about Michael Moore? Did it come from any of those idiots? Nope. It didn't come from them, but it could have. It could have. This is the sentiment of every one of the individuals I've just asked you about. If it came from them. Clearly, we know that. We talk about these things for years. Did it come from Obama? Somebody in a previous administration? No, it did not. But it could have, because this is their sentiment. This is their feeling. This is what they preach to us every single day. But that's not where it came from. Yes, I'm going to tell you right now as we go to a break where it came from. It came from the Chinese Communist government. In their official opinion, in their communist propaganda titled Global Times. So if you ever wonder where the left gets their talking points here in America, now you know. Communist China. Think about that. We'll be back after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, New Year's Day. Here in the GunBroker.com studios, in front of the Car Arms Platinum microphone with you. Wow. It is 2020. It really is. It's hard to believe. I think back, you know, you look back as you get older and you get put more in touch with your own mortality as you age. That's just natural for any of us. I remember looking back at 2020 when I was living in Tampa thinking, wow, I can't believe it's going to be 2020 and I'm going to be 38 years old. Good heavens. Or excuse me, the year 2000. When I see, I'm not thinking properly. That's the cold medication, right? I don't have any medication. Just some of that, was it called Zicam? Supposed to shorten a cold? Whatever. But I remember thinking back to the turn of the century at 2000. And down in Tampa, and my wife and I spent some time with a good friend of ours. We went down to Naples that New Year's Eve. Had some fun down there, the old town, old Naples village down there. A lot of fun. But I remember thinking, wow, 38 years old, I'm going to be 38 in a few months. My, how time flies. It's now 2020. Incredible, isn't it? And I know you have points like that in your own life as well, too. So welcome into the studios with me. I debated, should I run a best of? Should I do something? No. We're not looking, but we got too much to talk about going forward. We couldn't get to anywhere near all of it in 2019. And 2020 is going to be worse. I hate to tell you that, but it is. You've heard me say that quite a bit over the last few days. But it's true. It's going to be bad. There's going to be a lot of things I won't be able to get to. We're going to have to work together in the upcoming year. We've got an election that we have to win. We absolutely have to win it. And we have to stand with Virginia. Whatever that means, that remains to be seen, and that's up to the Socialist Democrats. Let's go back to this piece there that I told you about. Came from Communist Chinese government. That's an official opinion of the Chinese Communist government. Calling private ownership, me, you, our guns, a serious problem that must change. Any one of those people that I just mentioned to you when I said, who wrote this? Was it them? Could have written that. Every single one of them could have written it. In fact, they have. China's echoing us, us being the gun grabbers here in America, or is it the other way around? The Chinese have quite the history when it comes to oppression and human rights violations. They currently have millions of their citizens locked away, keys thrown out in concentration camps, state-controlled media. And that's what this is. This is official state-controlled media, the Global Times. Think about that. Could have come from the Washington Post. The modern American gun prohibitionist echoing the Chinese communists who are responsible for millions of deaths over the years. Think about this. State-controlled media calling the Second Amendment, the country that runs state-controlled media, the country that forcefully oppresses anyone that disagrees with them, telling you have a serious problem, that there needs to be change in how American public views our guns. Remember, it was a tradition, the Chinese said. Not a right, but a tradition. In China, rights are granted by the government or not, right? That's how it works. But that was an op-ed. And by the way, it appeared after the Texas shooting, where we saw the good guy with the gun, pretty much stymie and stifle everybody on the left because they can't respond to that. They can't say anything. But this attack on the Second Amendment also follows what's been going on in Hong Kong, the protests in Hong Kong. Because you have to remember, the protesters in Hong Kong were wishing that they had a Second Amendment. But they don't. There were people holding signs in Hong Kong during the protests in the streets. We need the Second Amendment. What do you think they meant by that? We need the gun to go hunting when we're done protesting today? We need a gun for sport shooting, for three-gun competition later today after we get done protesting? No. They want a Second Amendment because they know they're defenseless and helpless and their government can crush them. And in America, that can't happen because we're armed. We possess as Jefferson said, the means to defend ourselves. Unlike any other nation on earth, we possess that right. Because it's a human right, not granted to us by a communist Chinese dictator that's responsible for millions and millions of deaths, but a human right that we possess that's recognized by our Constitution. So I thought that was remarkable. In fact, I'm going to, and I'm just going to tell you this now, I'm going to go over this again on Sunday's Monster broadcast in a much, much bigger audience on the Monster show. So you're going to hear me repeat this. I'll probably have a guest with me to get some commentary on it, but we're going to go over this together on the Sunday show. Americans need to hear where the left is. I mean, this could have been written by Bloomberg. It could have been written by any Democrat politician running to seeking the presidency. Think about that. Every single Democrat running for the presidency in 2020 could have penned that. The very same piece that came from the communist Chinese. Lock, stock, and barrel the same. This is not this modern Democrat Party. It's not. They've got to get rid of the name. It's not the Democrat Party. And it never will be ever again. You Democrats have lost control of your party. Those of you who still believe there's a conservative blue dog, you're done. You've been overrun. You've been overtaken by a bunch of socialist windbags who are trying to destroy the country. And because you can't get past that fact, you're part of the problem. And we're going to hold you accountable because you're voting with this. This is a communist manifesto from China about our right to bear arms that could have been written by any Democrat, any Democrat. All we're doing is talking about it and defending against it. I don't know how you sleep at night. Quite frankly, I slept really well last night. I don't know about you. I did. I slept great. I actually made it past midnight. I couldn't believe it. I didn't think I was going to. I would have put money on it. I was tired. I don't think I had an hour and a half sleep. I think I mentioned it the other day. I don't think I had an hour and a half sleep. I know I didn't have two since the Monster show leading up into last night and then the George Norrie thing. That screwed up my whole schedule. But nonetheless, like I said, it was right after. You know that moment you can tell you're getting a cold? Right after I got off the air with George Norrie, I felt it in my chest. I said, oh, man, I got my dad's cold. Gal darn it. Yeah, that's what I said. It's not what I said. You know, it's interesting. When we mentioned Hong Kong, let me go back to that for just a moment. When you see a sign that says we need the Second Amendment, and they said it was also written in English and in Chinese, that was written for the cameras. That was to let the world know that those people seeking freedom understand in other countries that are oppressed, crushing oppression, take you, lock you away, never see you again. You're breaking rocks somewhere where it's really cold that nobody knows about and a satellite can't even find. And that signs for the world. We need the Second Amendment. That means we want to be free like Americans. We want to possess the means to defend ourselves from a tyrannical government. And here in this country, what do we got? A bunch of loudmouth buffoons echoing the Chinese communist opinion. Back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios, in front of this Car Arms microphone with you. As I mentioned before, I'll let that communist story stand by itself. It says everything you need. That's all you need to know. That's disturbing, and it should disturb you. It really does disturb me. It's unnerving. Because I've asked this question. I was a guest on a number of radio shows yesterday throughout the day. And I asked every one of the hosts, well, I asked their listeners through the platform that I was given by being a guest on their shows. What is it about that agenda that American Democrat socialists, communists, what is it about their agenda that requires you to be disarmed? Why is the Virginia government coming in the legislative session on January 9th, hell-bent on taking away the rights of their citizens who have harmed no one over the years? Why? What do they have in store? What's the bigger picture? They're paying back Bloomberg, who's spending money to have this done across the country. Why? Why? So you ask yourself that question, and when you hear that kind of garbage, it gives you a better picture of who those people are and just what it is they're thinking about. Do they want to do the same things the Chinese government does? You know, my dad would say when I was a kid, you bet your sweet Bippy. Unbelievable. Let's cover some stories. Let's do some triage together. There were a number of headlines that I have in front of me here. And moms demand, cold coming up. Moms demand action lobbied against law that saved lives in Texas church shooting.
Breaking. This is a breaking story. I love this. I have this one written down. Cult Python is back. Cult brings back the Python 357 revolver. I think we'll talk about that on Sunday. That is such a beautiful gun. You can see those, by the way, at gunbroker.com. If you don't know what I'm talking about, that gun is, that's my bucket list gun that I really, I had my eye on a few of those at gunbroker.com, but the purchase of this company and other things has kept me from doing that for right now. Hopefully this will be the year I'll be able to grab that. Colt bringing back the Python 357 revolver. Absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous firearm. Let's go to the, let's go to that Moms Demand Action, and let's take a look at that. Now, this was up at the Truth About Guns. It should come, and the picture of Shannon Watts on this, hilarious. I mean, she looks like she's high and drunk at the same time, looking at the camera in a bewildering way. You have to see the picture. Google it. Moms Demand Action lobbied against law that saved lives in Texas church shooting. Her eyes are all bugged out. She's funny looking. It's a funny looking picture. But I got to be honest with you. I've seen other pictures of her. She's very attractive. So there you go. Right? This one's not that nice. I'm not allowed to be talking about that. Not in 2020. You can't say those things. You sexist, homophobic, racist. Now that makes me everything, doesn't it? Because I said that she looks like a goofball in this picture, and she does. It should come as no surprise that Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America lobbied hard against the law that allowed Jack Wilson and other parishioners to defend themselves in their church. Here's a look. I love this. See, I'm going through this with you for the first time. I didn't feel like working all day today, so we're doing it together. We're going to take a look here at the against witness list for SB 535. SB 535 was the bill that was passed, that was signed in Texas, that allowed Jack Wilson and the other parishioners to save themselves from certain death yesterday, or 2 days ago, 3 days ago. What day is it now? Today's Tuesday? Today's Wednesday? I don't know. You'll figure it out. I don't even know what day it is today. It's January 1st. It's New Year's Day. There you go. Yeah. Against, who was this? Brittany Braun. She is a Students Demand Action for Gun Sense in America member. Molly Bursey, she's a Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America out of New Braunfels, Texas. Rebecca DeFelice, Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense. Spokesperson, Nicole Golden, spokesperson, official spokesperson for Moms Demand Action. Melanie Green, Moms Demand Action. Jenny Johnson, Moms Demand Action. That's a silly name, too, when you think about it, by the way. Susan R. Kelly, she's a volunteer out of Austin, Texas for Moms Demand Action. Melissa Markman, Moms Demand Action. Elva Mendoza, Moms Demand Action. Altanini Reppert, Vicky Reppert Altanian, Moms Demand Action. Emma Thompson, Texas Gun Sense. Now, here's what, let's go through here together. So the law saved those Shannon Watts is upset that what they lobbied against actually proved to be the best option to stop a massacre. Here's what Shannon Watts said yesterday. Media reporting that one armed security guard killed by the white settlement gunman. Armed parishioners and security teams, in quotes, in places of worship aren't freedom. They're the cost of allowing gun lobbyists to write our gun laws. Now, I am surprised based on a boneheaded, idiotic statement like that. Because, you see, this is all they have left, is to try to twist the story and pervert it. I love it. That should make you, that you should gloat over this. Shannon Watts looking like the idiot she is, feeling she has to respond because all of America just exposed her for the boneheaded hypocrite liar that she is. The gun-grabbing, freedom-hating, un-American, agenda-shoving-down-my-throat freedom-hater that she is. She's been exposed. This should make, oh, angry Mark. Don't get angry on New Year's Day. Oh, calm down. If my doctor's listening, my blood pressure is okay. I get amped up like that's part of my personality type, quadruple A. That should make you feel wonderful. I'm surprised that somebody out there hasn't said the name of the place, White Settlement, is racist yet. I'm surprised they're not lobbying to change the name. Seriously, in today's day and age, better take down that Lee statue. We don't want to have any of our history here. Let's just wipe out the Civil War. That never happened. Democrats would love to do that because it was Democrats in the South that were slave owners. Remember Robert Byrd? He was a Grand Kluge Moogle or whatever the hell they call themselves. That's all good. They want to wipe out history because their history sucks pretty bad. And this woman here, the fact that she feels the whole country is watching and talking about what happened. And she's like, "Ruh-roh, oh, no. That's not freedom." Yes, it is, ma'am. It is absolutely freedom. Freedom came to this country at the end of a barrel of a gun. Freedom came to this country at the end of a gun barrel, ma'am. Yes, indeed it did. And it is freedom. Because it's real simple to pick this tweet apart. Hey, Shannon. I can't because she blocked me years ago. Hey, Shannon. So it would have been better if everybody were shot and killed, right? They won't acknowledge the fact that this man saved lives no matter what because they can't. This is so beautiful to see this. I hope you're as excited about this as I am. I'm coming out of my chair here. This is wonderful stuff. And as you all know, and as the 240 still living, breathing human beings that are looking down at the daisies rather than up at the daisies, thankfully, are well aware, as you are, that that law did pass and was signed by the governor. And Shannon Watts looks exactly like what she is, a hypocrite, lying idiot. And when she made that statement, she was surrounded by armed security. Unbelievable that there's a sucker born every day that falls for this garbage every single day. You couldn't have scripted this. It is a damn shame that two people had to lose their lives in order to prove this one, but it happens every single day in this country, every single day across America. But the mere fact that this woman feels that she had to come out and even make that statement. David Hogg said something stupid just like that a couple days ago. I forget exactly what the quote was. He made the boneheaded statement about, we shouldn't have to worry about being shot in a church. I guess you shouldn't have to be worried about being beat up either, right? Or killed in a car or anything else that goes on with real life every day. Shouldn't have to worry about being stabbed. These people can't do anything but pervert what happened because they can't do anything else about it. They can't say anything about it. It just destroys their agenda. This should make you feel wonderful. Wow. Oh, golly. We saw that together. That's the first I saw that. Moms demand action. If you look at the picture of her in there, and you read what she said, the two go right smack together. It's really fitting. So I highly recommend that you take a look at that. I'll be back right after this and cover some more of this stuff. We'll find something else to go over. Don't go away.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, segment four, already here in the GunBroker.com studios in front of the Car Arms Platinum microphone. So good to be with you today on New Year's Day. Hope you're having a great day. It's nice here outside the ATL. It's pretty. It's not real bright and sunny, but it's warm. I love living down south. I know a bunch of you are freezing crazy cold, man. Been there, surfed it. Can't do it anymore. Can't do it anymore, man. I just can't. But it's been really mild down south of the Mason-Dixon line. Y'all come down now, okay? Come on down for a spell and hang out. Let's go get a sweet tea. Let's do that. Come on down. But then when you're done, you go back. We don't want everybody invading down here. But it's nice. It's really pretty. Here's another, let's try this one. Biden blasted for criticism of Texas law allowing guns in churches. We talked about that. We mentioned the quotes from that idiot. Actually, I don't think we did on my show. I don't know. I was a guest on so many shows yesterday, I forget. Let's go there, because if I didn't cover it on the program yesterday, I can't remember. I was so busy yesterday. My gosh. Here's what Biden said. He said it's just absolutely irrational. It's totally irrational. He was talking about the bill that, thank God, passed, that Abbott signed, that allowed those parishioners to save themselves. And Biden was quoted, it's just absolutely irrational. It's totally irrational. But now, and let's go here. So this is from Alan Gottlieb. I'm going to go to the press release from Alan, by the way, the CCRKBA, of which I'm a member of the board. I want to close that out in this segment with you. The deafening silence from Biden's fellow Democrats still in the presidential race is equally telling. Not one of them has stepped forward to offer even faint praise for the courage of Jack Wilson, who used his legally carried pistol to stop the shotgun-wielding killer from wreaking more havoc at the West Freeway Church of Christ. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? It really, truly is. It says an awful lot, doesn't it? And there's another story here. This kind of goes hand in hand, kind of dovetails together. I'm looking at headlines now. The editorial, and I hadn't gotten off the truth about guns, why the West Freeway Church of Christ video is gun controllers' worst nightmare. Oh, and it is, isn't it? Oh, and it is. For the very reasons we just covered, we won't have to go into that. We can assume that some of what we talked about is going to be in there. But it's interesting because Gottlieb's statements, they read those.
Those Democrats see that. They know what Allen says. And they're just going to run on silence right now, which is really astonishing to me that Shannon Watts said anything at all. Normally, their playbook is just shut up. Don't say a thing ever. Nothing. Because the media will eventually drop it and we will move on and they will give us our mouthpiece back. This is a game changer. Why is it a game changer, Mark? They're going to move on from the story. We're not. It's going to come up everywhere they go. It's going to haunt them. It's going to haunt them in presidential debates. This is going to haunt them. I promise you. I don't care who faces Trump in the debates. Trump's going to lean forward when they're talking about gun control and say, wrong, wrong, wrong. Apparently, you don't remember the Texas shooter. This is going to haunt them forever. This is, in fact, their worst nightmare. It's terrible for them. And we've seen a lot of that this year, haven't we? Let's go back to, go forward a little bit, but let's go back. We have to, because I just mentioned it, so let's do it. To Swalwell, Beto O'Rourke, Kamala Harris, and the rest of them, trying everything they can to out-left each other when it comes to gun. Now we know it's out-communist each other, so let's call it that. The progressive American socialists now trying to out-communist each other by swiping a playbook from Mao's communist China in their effort to disarm their populations. We take that, we look, and we see they couldn't even pull themselves out of the toilet. They couldn't get above 2%. Silence. Shh. Silence. Silence. Video. Caught. Now, I promise you, I told you this. I told other stations this yesterday when I was a guest. I promise you, this thing would have been buried. It would have never been seen had ABC, NBC, CBS gotten a hold of it and there not been anything viral on the internet. This is where, in this case, social media worked in our favor. It really, truly did. It exposed it. And the mainstream press was forced to carry it because they couldn't ignore it. And they're choking and gagging on it to this day. Their eyes are bugging out of their head. It is such a beautiful thing to see. It really, truly is. I'm going to go over to the gun feed real quick. Let's take a look at the gun feed real fast. This is the stuff. I love to read this stuff all day long. A lot of great stuff here. I'm not going to go over to any of my other. We'll leave that for Sunday. Indiana churches set up security teams after law changes to allow guns in church. Well, I'll be. No way. Who'd want to do that? Did y'all see what happened down there in Texas? That guy saved themselves down there in Texas. Did y'all see that? Up over there. Now, all the way up in Indiana, they're going to try the same thing, see if they can't save some lives. Why in the hell would they won't do that? Think about this for a second. When they argue in front of the state legislature or a county commissioner, whoever it is, how is Moms Demand Action and Shannon Watts and Every Town for Gun Liar and the Brady campaign going to sit there with a straight face and say this is a terrible law when they're going to juxtapose that against the video of a man saving everybody's asses in church? They can't. So beautiful. Happy New Year, right? Chew on that one, Watts. Take that one in stride. It is impossible to argue against that, unless, of course, you want to pervert the language. Well, we shouldn't have to worry about it at all. That's all. I mean, it's a gun lobby that is the reason that the guy went into the church was the gun lobby. Forget the fact he had a criminal rap sheet as long as her thigh. He wasn't supposed to have a gun anyway, but he did. He wasn't supposed to go in there with the gun because he wasn't supposed to have one, but he did. So Shannon Watts would have preferred, apparently, that those people not had guns in that church. You can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. So when you argue, it's impossible. This video just crushed them. Crushed them. And it's just a really bad day for them. Really bad day for them. So what's happening in this Indianapolis piece here? This is from Fox 59. It's a debate that has sparked new legislation across the country. Should people be allowed to carry guns in churches? Indiana State Senator Jack Sandlin says, absolutely. We need to let everybody in Indiana know they have the right to protect themselves. I've had conversations, he said, with several different churches that have started to set up security teams within their churches as a result of the passage of the statute. If they hadn't had an armed security team in that church, that could have gone on for a number of minutes and the casualty count goes up pretty dramatically. I want to see somebody argue against that. Go on a talk show. Oh, wouldn't it be beautiful to get Shannon Watts on this program and ask her to, she would never do it. Would never do it. She couldn't handle a tough question. She wouldn't know what to do. But it's really not a tough question. It's a real simple question. Ma'am, would you have preferred that everybody else in there have been killed? Yes or no? She'd take the mic off, right, and walk away. Ma'am, I'm trying to ask you, how hilarious would that be? How hilarious would that be? So congrats up in Indianapolis, or up in Indiana for doing that. You're going to save a lot of lives up there. You're going to save a lot of lives. Oh, we got one from the gun writer here. No, CNN, the Texas shooting is as simple as it seems. This is from our good friend and contributor to the daytime show, Lee, the gun writer Williams. You can read his work right there at thegunwriter.com. CNN twisted the church shooting in White Settlement, Texas, into a call for more firearms regulations. Even if you trust in the good guy with a gun mythology of being protected, consider this. Nobody expects the faithful in a tiny town to get up on a Sunday morning and strap on a pistol before they head to their house of worship for prayer. Really? That's what they do. Did you not see the evidence of it? I mean, these people lie right smack in the face of the truth as it's bashing them in the head. Whack, whack. And they're lying. They just keep lying. They just keep getting up and they keep lying and lying and lying. Problem here is we have video that we're just going to keep pounding them in the head with until they realize how stupid they sound. Happy New Year, man. Wow. You see, and this actually happens when I go through the triage when I'm not in front of the microphone. It's crazy. It's a lot of fun. Here's the deal. Happy New Year. You know I love you to death. I'm glad we could get together today on the holiday. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow on the 2nd of January as we move forward into 2020. Going to be a raucous year. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.